Well, it's finally here, the big day.
I know, episode 100.
Oh, Moai Hawkins, I'm talking about the fact that myself, Scott O'Dean, and the other, obviously, Scott O'Dean, are getting married to Mary and Mary.
Honey child, are you sure about it?
Well, yeah.
Well, then why isn't Kevin Davis up there? You two, your couple already up there about the wedding, honey child. We're all sitting back here waiting what's happened, and the pastor hasn't arrived. I mean, you put it on the Parker Bell's cannon down the aisle, and the ladies are all here, but where's your pastor doing the wedding?
Well, we thought he might be flying down, you know, making a grand entrance. Yeah, it's got to, yeah, maybe a grand entrance.
The reason why I'm not up there, guys, is because I am not performing the ceremony.
The drama! Oh, for episode 100, I love the drama.
Marion Richard, would you please shush?
Well, we're not doing the wedding. Well, we're not doing the wedding.
No, not until I find out who is who.
Oh, we're not begging. We've gotten all our lies with the fact that one of us is Scott and one of us is Dean, and we don't know who's who.
Yes, but I cannot legally marry you guys off to those ladies until I know who I am marrying to who.
Does that mean the wedding's off?
That means you guys need to come down here right now and we need to sort this out properly.
This might take a long time.
Well, perfect. I'm perfect at singing, so I'll buy my singing voice.
Shut up, Kate Kerr. I've had enough of your singing. Shut down.
Well, if it's a spare wedding going, I mean, me and Lana can have a crack at it. She's scowling at me. And Lana's only kidding.
Oh, Peter will be, honey, child. It's a literally 100 episodes since we first joined us, honey, child. Goodness me.
I know, honey child, how time flies. I remember that time when we first saw him, you know what, Miss Ambrose? Daisy. That was fantastic. You know, he came in with a little body, you know. Those were the days, honey child, those were the days. Well, in honor of this celebration, while we're waiting for them to sort out who's exactly who, I demand we all celebrate. May I ask how? Of course you can, Adam Robinson. I thought we could all just go up to the mic and with the celebration say how much we love Grassmere Valley for the 100th episode.
Can you stop doing your star hands like you're in Cats? That movie was terrible.
Well, I think everyone knows that that film was amazing to watch. I do believe that. Thank you so much for this time, Moai Hawkins. I can stay to spread the great message of how Cats was an amazing movie that I had a personality of working on. And
Mr. Pelton, you catnapped myself, along with the real DC, which is always terrible to do that, Dutch Holland and Neil Millie, and we had to sit through that horrible film just so you can get a positive report, even though we hated that thing.
And don't you forget me, I was there, Nanny Prescott. I've been through a lot of trials here, you know. You work it out.
Oh my days, how can we forget you, Chris Grievous?
Well, let's see if other people felt the same way. Put your hands up, people, if you did enjoy the amazing movie I was involved in Cats. Why no one's hand up?
Let me try. Put your hand up if you thought Cats was the worst thing you ever saw.
Why's everyone hands up?
Honey child, sit down. You're rocking the boat. That film was terrible. You should know it.
But I was so hung on it. I mean, I was telling people.
Of course you were. How'd you try to kidnap people just so you can get a positive review? Sit down.
Well, we like to speak. And who are you? Well, Moai Hawkins, it's Tony and Tony and Tony with an I. We were on the Bible Bee show.
Oh, my show. Oh, my show. My amazing show. With the Bible Bee. The Bible Bee. The Bible.
Dr. Tamelia, that was the first time I saw you. And ever since you have clutched on into this town like white clutches on the rice, honey child, or gangrene on a dead man's skin. Telling you, why can we not get rid of you?
Well, we'd like to do a Bible verse. We could do it together all in alternate fashion. Let's do this. For God so loved the world. That.
Honey, that was the same verse they did last time, honey child. Don't you try to make it so that you know the Bible. I do know, even though it's the verse that everybody knows when they go to the Bible school, honey. They go to Sunday school. That's the verse they all know.
Well, Nanny and Prescott, I thought it was a bit too abrupt to push them down when they're trying to quote scripture.
I know Peter will be behind a challenge, and they're trying to make it so smiley like they're the most clever people on the planet, Honey Chan. It's like the most easy verse to know.
Well, don't worry, Tony with an I. I know how it feels to be put down by Nanny Prescott. She's so rude at times. Whenever I try and give my heart to things, like when we are playing proper games, like Among Us or Cluedo, she's always there insulting me.
Well, I'm not surprised, Mary. I mean, we all insult you because we all find you annoying.
Catherine McCart, why are you saying such things? As my boss, as the head teacher at the school that we both work at.
Mary, I'm just saying what everyone else is feeling. That includes your unrequited love for Jules Isle. I mean, he don't want you.
Listen, I am not that annoying.
Okay, you are so annoying that Callum Hayes tried to frame you for littering to make sure you get in prison for 30 years after that silly rule that was passed by the SU and the worst lawyer ever.
Well, don't worry, Mary Mayer. It's the 100th episode. Time to celebrate. Oh, Mariah, be quiet. I'm sitting down.
Well, it's time to do it here, and I think it's time for me to talk about the Single Leper Club. You know, people thought the Single Leper Club were in the last, you know, but it's still going strong, the fact that we are still single, we are still lonely, and we are still weirdos, still means it works.
Forgive me, Tommy Dougal, but isn't the whole point of the Single Leper Club is to try and you guys get married or something like that? Well, Milo Goodwin, you clearly haven't been. I mean, it's all about them just wallowing how single they are.
That's not true, Peter Rupert. You just came one time, and there was a coffin in the middle of the thing.
I mean, that is true, but I mean...
But that's nice. Now you can sit down, Tommy Doo, because Addy Adams is here, and boy do I have the gossip to spill on all the 100 episodes we have had in Grasmere Valley. I mean, what is that? Is that a bear? Oh, is that bear still around after all this time when P.K. Simmons and I were reporting the news before he dominated the news? I haven't been on since that. He blabbing on about the Titanic and the bear's back again?
Joe Petrelli, this is extraordinary news!
Yes, I know that the bear has now returned and is now chasing after Addy Adams.
No, the fact that you remember my talk on Geoffrey from the Titanic.
Oh boy, I'm going where the real news is at. Well, since you're doing updates while we're at a wedding, I suppose, of our marital status, I thought you guys should know how I'm still single, by the way. The thing with the lady in turquoise obviously never really worked out, even when we were all watching out the window and all for her to arrive and that sort of thing. So I'll just give a heads up, guys, so you guys know how I'm doing. Sean August here, and see ya. Was he seriously trying to offer himself up to the ladies?
Mary Mayer, I have to be honest with you, you two might be suited perfectly together. I think you guys should go one after him.
Oh, stop it, Catherine, after you've been so rude to me.
Guys, does anyone know where Jack Jackson is? Just because, you know, everyone else in the town said, being the chief police, I think he should really be here.
Well, I bet I know where he is. I bet he's waiting outside my gym, because he's not like all you maggots. He is waiting to come to my brilliant spinning class, my amazing spinning class, which all you guys should come to.
Oh boy, Jude, regard you giving her flashbacks to the last time you were trying to get her there. Please stop it, honey child.
Do you know, I had deja vu. He was doing this when he was trying to take the mic up during the funeral at the recluse to make sure he can get everyone to join his spinning class.
Well, cousin Casper, if I do remember correctly, you kind of actually went to it.
That's true, Cousin Luca, but I'm just saying.
Now, as your wonderful Prime Minister, who has led you through this barren wasteland, including the fact that England lost at the Euros thanks to Dutch Holland and we wasted that bus tour for him. No, we didn't, because we had a party. Mariah Hawkins, please. Had to shook my hand, we're a loser. And also by the fact that I have seen you come smoothly through this COVID-19 crisis.
Even though, Honey Chan, you had it locked under lock and key, Honey Chan, even none of us had the virus at all. The closest was Wilma when she thought she had it.
I thought I would take the time to say,
Mary Mary, you played Among Us and you didn't invite me. You know I'm really good at that game.
Yes, that's what you were trying to do, woman, and do your actual job. You just want to lock us so you can play Among Us.
Well, Mary Mary, we all should hook up and definitely play Among Us.
Well, I think you'd find out, Candice. Well, I was the one who's led the town safely through the fact of COVID-19 with the help and support of Charlie Moray. I think you're right, Bouncer Jets. I think you're right. We did indeed lead the way.
Hold the telephone. You two are supposed to be in prison.
Yeah.
Where? Adam Robinson, why are they out of prison?
Well, where's Jack Jackson?
Oh my, there's not this again. We've had this before too many times where prisoners go walking, wandering, or free. You know, like that candy standing, run, run free. Doo, 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 doo.
Okay, why can C sing but I can't sing?
Do you want me to answer that, honey?
Oh, Brian, be quiet. I think this will make a terrific Judge Jackie episode. Think of it. The bear once again being sued.
Prisoners escaping from prison. I mean, this will make a perfect episode.
And now we're all kind of back together, really, though. We're socially distanced, sort of kind of thing. We can do it in person.
Do you know, I'm kind of relieved that we can now do stuff in person.
Honey child, you definitely do. I mean, Prince Abduzin Bakara, honey child. Every time we had that Zoom town meeting, you were in and out like Alicia Keys in Love on that Zoom thing. And people were trying to boot me out and so they could talk about stuff later.
Oh, Kim Little, you didn't miss our merch, honey child. Just how we weren't doing anything or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Nanny Pastor, I thought you'd be more excited by the fact that this is the 100th episode.
Well, I am excited because it's totally going to be excited about the 100th episode. I mean, 100, I mean, triple figures, you know.
Just wait a moment as I take a little selfie and I take to the microphone. Perfect. And also, remember, there is my totally in documentary about my life.
Which no one went to see.
That's funny, Claudia. I'm with Nanny Prescott. I mean, if it was totally in, why has no one seen it? And it didn't come up on my news bulletin.
Oh, TJ's giving me a piece of paper. He's saying how neither did I realize that the bear, which was the news, was running around town.
TJ, go away.
Speaking of the bear, is Katie Landscape around? I thought she might enjoy this, all the drama.
Nanny Prescott, she's on the floor. She fainted a while back.
Oh, Leo, how do you stand it? I mean, are you dating her still or not?
Well, the truth is, has anyone seen Jack Jackson? Where is he? And I'm now getting really worried that there's prisoners just running around town. That could include the likes of Michael Novak, who tried to burn his town down. Hello, guys.
You know, I still believe that Ash Tarlin should be in prison for him breaking the COVID laws. I mean, him going out during when he had to be inside, stay at home, save lives. Unlike me, Wilma Timber, who was saving loads of lives.
Wilma Timber, I was going out to go to the groceries to give you guys food, because that's where I work.
Excuses.
Sally Mogul, what are you doing giving people chili con carne?
Do you not remember the sermon by Kevin Davis at Christmas?
Oh, honey child, of course I remember that, but I'm just like, why are you doing it now?
Well, it's the 100th episode, and I thought one of the times that they could boil us together was that chili con carne after that sermon. I mean, come on. I mean, Kevin Davis is probably going to do a whiz bang of a sermon for his wedding. Well, I'll help you out to serve it, Sally Mogul. Oh, thanks, April Lester.
I bet I'm going to be the last one to get that chili con carne, knowing you.
Well, the way you talk to me all the time, Nanny Prescott, no wonder that's the case. Since the mic's now free, I think it's a good time to publicly declare. Who wants to look after my son on a permanent basis?
Darnella, do your job as a mother and take your son, Carl Sorter, and sit down. Stop leaving him places.
Any takers? I accept cash or card. Or for free. Okay, I'll sit down.
Well, Malice Christine here, and you know how I am so much better doing hair than Daisy, because I say client in the salon.
And honey child, we all know you're a terrible hairdresser, honey. Sit down.
But you know I say the client.
I mean, just look at what I did to Prophetess's Earth, Wind and Fire's hair. Demon out! Demon out! Demon out! Demon out!
Honey child, she sent out her own hair because her hair's literally on fire!
Oh, okay. I better sort that out, guys.
I still say client really good, though. Demon out! Demon out! Demon out!
Just get a bucket of water. This my client. No, don't find me for it. You're sitting there. Never mind.
Okay, this is it. Where is Jack Jackson?
Honey, Chow, it's not that you Santa's gonna find out that he's gonna suddenly turn up and... Oh, he's just turned up. Clutching his head.
Sorry, guys, I've just, come through. What's the matter, Jack? Well, Pastor Kevin, everyone, I was doing the DNA test and I found out... Well, I thought I found out who was Scott and who was Dean from the DNA test, but then someone clapped my head, laughed and said, we'll never find out, and then said, hairball, and then took it away.
Oh, you weren't actually supposed to hear that.
Robert Bancroft? Wait a minute. It's Sean Bancroft, isn't it?
No, it's not. Well, it's not Robert Bancroft because it's right next to me.
Jenna, I wouldn't trust your eyesight for the world after how many times we've been through this.
But that's impossible. That can't be Sean Bancroft. He's locked up.
We've been through this before. He's managed to slip out the bars beforehand.
Well, Nanny Prescott, I hate to burst your bubble, but I can actually prove the fact that this person is definitely not Sean Bancroft.
How?
Well, I'm now his lawyer and attorney.
Oh, slimy Mr. Tyler. Oh, of course.
Hey, I've got to pay the rent somehow. And I went to see him yesterday, and he's definitely locked up.
Well, honey, clearly not now. He's right there.
Let me prove this to you.
What are you doing?
I'm doing FaceTime. Hello? Hi, Mr. Tyler. Hey, Sean Bancroft. Say hello to everyone at the 100th episode.
Oh, wait, this is impossible. You were calling this, and this is a thing. This isn't real. This must be fake news, whatever.
No, Nanny Prescott, I am currently locked up in prison.
Oh my days, he knows exactly what I'm going to say. It's like one of those people kind of...
So wait, if Sean Bancroft is definitely in prison, and I'm definitely next to Robert Bancroft...
Are you sure?
I am 100% sure.
Are you sure that's not Robert?
No, trust me, this is Sean. I am being serious.
Then who in the world are you?
Well, I think I can figure that out.
Jack, your head's still concussed.
No, I know who this guy is. He's Scott Dean.
The drum!
Actually, I have no idea what that even means.
Jordan, this sounds like a scene you were totally still in my beloved West Enders.
Thanks for your compliment, then, Wilma. Do I have to sit next to you? I thought we're still trying to social distance.
Oh, nothing could keep us away.
Also, may I make this a little more clear? This is Scott Dean Bancroft.
Huh?
Right. How do I say this? So Sean and Robert are not twins. They're triplets.
Yep. Kay Landscape's fainted again.
But that's impossible. We are definitely twins. Not according to the records that I have. You see, the whole point of why Scott and Dean at the back are confused as to who they are is because this Scott and Dean had to change his identity and split it off with two, giving one identity to one guy and the other identity to the other guy, and assuming both their names to create a new identity for himself.
Honey, I don't even make any much sense.
No, but these two people were two very dumb people he met one day, and he decided to do this. Basically, it was identity theft, or in this case, more of identity swap. But because Scott and Dean are so confused as they are, they didn't even realize this had happened to the extent they don't know which one's Scott and Dean, because technically neither of them are Scott and Dean. So Scott and Dean is one person who is Scott Dean Bancroft.
Okay, wait, can we get back to the whole thing of the twin and the triplet?
Well, that's simple.
Honey, none of this is simple.
In the sense that the baby was believed to have died during birth, but in fact had survived, but was never given back to the parents. Instead, it left out of an orphanage.
Oh, this is depressing.
So, when he grew up, wanting to begin a life of extreme crime, well, he decided to do an identity swap, stroke merge, stroke switch, stroke fraud, theft, and then proceeded to try and do different crimes around the country. So he heard about the latest issue that we were having with Scott and Dean down here when the wedding was announced by the paper.
He came down, then decided to impersonate Robert Bancroft to help me do all of the research and so forth. And when I found out the link, that the fact of what was going on, genetically speaking, I was then hit in the head.
Honey, you sure this is true and you're not just saying it from the head to head? Because this is the most ridiculous plotline I've ever heard.
Well, you clearly haven't had the pleasure of watching Dallas. So, I'm not a twin, I'm a triplet? That's right. You figured me out, Jack Jackson. Morgan. What do I say? Hey. Well, I think it's been good fun.
Wait, one more thing. Why are Charlene Moran and Bouncy Jess out of prison?
That's because they served the time.
After all that nonsense they tried to pull on us?
Oh, actually, I'm Jack Jackson. I kind of lied about that. Oh, yeah, I forgot you were pretending to be Robert at the time.
I mean, Robert doesn't even work at the police station, Jack. Are you becoming as dumb as Dale?
Oh, I hope he is so I can get my job back, police chief.
Honey, we ain't taking you back. We're like Taylor Swift. We're never ever going back there.
Well, looks like I got a few people to march off to prison in that case. Let's go, guys. Oh, I thought we almost got away with it. Well, you're certainly not getting that money now, Sean Scott, whatever your name is, Bancroft. Well, it looks like we've got a lot to celebrate about. Yay! We now know which one is Scott and which one is Dean, which is the fact neither of them is Scott and neither of them is Dean. Yeah, but we have got one problem. What's that? We don't even know who they are now.
You know I am. I actually do think, though, all that's being said, because I do remember now vaguely years ago that weird guy came in and all that stuff, and I was getting confused with the Scott and the Dean and the Robert and the Bancroft and the Sean and whatever. But I do really think that one of our name is Scott and one of our name is Dean.
Oh, I don't believe it. How many sharks are we jumping in this episode?
I'm not sure about sharks, guys, but I think we also need a one because the bear's coming for us, guys. Isn't that fun? Let's celebrate!
Honey, I'm running for the hills like everybody else! Scatter like disciples did him after the persecution, honey, in Jerusalem! Let's go and grab this poor going!
You've been listening to What's Going On in Grasmere Valley, and welcome to episode 100! Thank you so much, guys, for listening. It's been an amazing journey that we finally made it to the 100th episode. I know it's been crazy and wacky with all the different characters and so forth, and you just get a sliver of the taste in this episode of just how crazy the Grasmere Valley universe is, and it is indeed crazy. But I've absolutely enjoyed every minute of this crazy and fun ride. Don't worry, it's still carrying on. Do let other people now you've got 100 episodes to look back on, to enjoy the different episodes, and from the clips you've got the different references to the past episodes, so do enjoy them and do look them up. But until next time, guys, and thanks again for all your support. Bye bye for now.